2018 report, Space Tech. Introduction. In 1986, President Ronald W. Reagan addressed the nation in response to the explosion of the Space Shuttle Challenger, and his memorable speech pointed out the infancy of space travel. "We've grown used to the idea of space, and perhaps we forget that we've only just begun. We're still pioneers." NASA, 2020. Back then, at the dawn of space exploration, the view persisted that only governments could possibly engage in such complex endeavors and that these pioneers only belong to government agencies. While this view persisted for a few decades, this has changed, stirring up the governmental monopolies, creating a competitive market in which startups are taking an influential role. This is largely to the role of a few ostentatious space pioneers who, as visionaries, dare to think outside the box in order to reach new heights. This became most apparent when in 2012 SpaceX became the first company to dock a spacecraft at the International Space Station, despite only being founded in 2002. One of the most renowned of these visionaries is Elon Musk, who, as the founder of SpaceX, was able to completely transform the market for space exploration by developing a reusable rocket that beats the traditional disposable rockets not only cost-wise, but also in terms of payload. As it is stated on the company's website, Falcon Heavy is the most powerful operational rocket in the world by a factor of 2, SpaceX, 2020. That Musk is trying to venture deeper into space becomes clear when one recalls how back in 2013 Musk stated, "I'd like to die on Mars, just not on impact, Musk." What is the reason for the privatization of space exploration that was able to break the governmental monopoly? What are recent trends and what impact do startups have in this scene? Continue reading and find the answers to these questions.